This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. Here we are starting a new series. I'm kind of in a garden slash food mode this year, and so a lot of my themes or metaphors are relating to gardening, food, nature, etc. This month, we're going to look at starting again from the standpoint of plant growth as spring arrives. Now, some of you may not be in spring. You may look around and still see snow. I'm sorry about that, but where I live, spring is in full bloom. Little spring joke there. I go out many days and do some chores in the garden. I like to putter around and get my hands dirty and make my back hurt a little bit just to feel like I'm alive. And one of the things that I've enjoyed all my life as I've been out in the garden in the wintertime is watching for the first signs of spring. This is when you start seeing the plants on the bare branches start to bud out. When fall and winter come, where I live, the leaves fall off of most of the trees, and we're left with bare branches. And as spring slowly comes, January through March, we start to see some wonderful things happening to these bare branches. The little buds, the parts from which the new growth of the new year will come out, start to swell in January and February. And they get larger and larger until they burst into whatever it is they were made from. Some of the buds burst into small leaves or clumps of leaves or little branches. And some of the buds burst into flowers. Where I live is a lot of agriculture, and a lot of the trees are fruit or nut trees. And they blossom before they put out leaves. And it's very beautiful. So we see this bursting forth that comes, but it starts ever so slowly, and it actually starts way down in the roots, but I don't really need to give you a big botany lesson today. But trust me, it starts in the roots and grows out to the tips of the branches. In normal life, this is a typical process. We get going on something, and oftentimes there's a lot of practice or saving up or storing up before the energy is expressed in the dedicated way. If you've ever watched your children or small children try and learn a new skill, a lot of times there's an observation period. The child who can't walk watches everybody walk, and I think they process a little bit visually, and then they start attempting, and each attempt, for a long time it seems, results in a tumble. Balance needs to be developed. Muscle tone needs to be firmed up. And then they make it. A few tentative steps, and then it seems like immediately they go into running. So I think plants mimic, in a certain way, parallel our own development. Now, in most cases, this sort of growth, this storing up and bursting forth into growth, occurs in a relatively normal series of stresses and strains and crises. The weather gets cold and freezes, but it doesn't get too cold. And a lot of things need the extremes of weather in order to do their appropriate growth. However, right now, this past January, where I live, we had the coldest spell in 20 years, and it just really caused a lot of damage. I'll talk more about that. But freezing causes dieback in the branches, as we call them here at home. And there are three ways to tell, because you really can't tell right away if a plant is dead in winter or if it's dying. You have to look carefully. The three ways I usually look in the garden are, first of all, I may break the tip of the branch off and look for green. If it snaps off easily and I see a line of green around underneath the bark, then I know that the branch hasn't been damaged. Or I can prune back quite a ways with my pruning shears. Or I can also just wait and see. If you wait and see, you wait till the buds bloom out, and then you kind of know for sure. There are different plants that require different kinds of pruning like that, whether by nature or by man. And it all depends. And some people have their own special ways. But it's interesting to parallel that when you look at our lives. There are a lot of times when we don't know if we're dead in some area, or if we're dying, or if we're stagnating. So how do we check? Well, I think one way is that we can stress ourselves a little bit, test us out. You know, if you're out of shape, you do some exercise. If you're sore, you know you were out of shape, or you knew that you'd worked too hard in that particular muscle group. In a similar fashion, you can make some changes in your life and see if that metaphorical pruning has any difference. Or in another way, like most of us, you can just let things go and see what happens. The problem that I have with letting things go is that, first of all, I think that's my natural tendency, and I probably use that too much, so I don't see it doing a whole lot of good in my life all the time. But the other thing is that it allows us to become sort of passive and see what happens, and then go off in whatever direction the growth is. If you look at a plant that had frost damage that was not symmetrical, for example, maybe it was under the cover of a house or something, as it grows the next year without pruning, it almost always is out of balance. And what happens with out of balance growth? Balance obviously is destroyed, and the plant falls over. Maybe that's not a bad thing for some plants, but for other plants, it results in breaking, and sometimes breaking the main trunk or stem, and then you're in big trouble. As we look at that and apply it to our lives, I think the same thing can go on. If we simply wait for growth to occur and see what happens, and then go in that direction, we might be out of balance. So what does all that mean for us as we look at plants and first signs of spring and first growth? First of all, we need to remember that, like everything else, activity and growth takes good planning. It means that we must pack well. It means that we must store up the strength before we attempt to do something. Simply deciding to do something isn't always the best plan. To have the greatest degree of effectiveness, you need a good plan. One of my favorite sayings is there's nothing as flexible or as rewarding as a good plan. Secondly, there may be a necessity for us to prune where necessary. And sometimes that requires us to do a little bit of forecasting. I don't know if an activity or aspect of my life is going to be a problem. But if I trust my guts, if I listen to the Lord, and I look at how that could get out of balance, I may need to prune before there's any damage done. And thirdly, it's important to be careful if we let things go, that we be very careful to see where direction that takes us, because it can be easy to get out of balance. So many things that we get involved in that become problematic later started out with the best of intentions. The road to ruin is paved with good intention, goes the saying. And I think that's very true for us. So as your spring starts to open up, as the buds burst into the first flowers of springtime, I want you to think about this. What direction are you going to go? Do you need to have some pruning? Have you stored up enough, or do you need to do a little bit of last-minute packing, shall we say? All of those are important because that's going to make a difference between your ending this one season of life with a little bit left over or completely exhausted. So this month, I want you to think about first signs of spring, first fruits, first growth, and all that, and how that applies to our lives. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.